you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sitting here with the world's sorriest Detroit Lions fan.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And he's in the studio, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got on a blue and black Kansas Jayhawk shirt. And it's a nice-looking shirt. But I don't understand how a man from Detroit.
Detroit.
Is not coming in here with a Detroit Lion, Honolulu blue. How can that be, man?
I wouldn't stoop that low, Earl. Ain't no way.
Let me ask you, is it going to take the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl for you to change your mind?
When the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl, I will put on a Detroit Lions shirt, walk down downtown Detroit, and say I've always been a Detroit Lions fan.
So listen, people are probably wondering what you're doing talking about Detroit when the Packers just. Well, we're going to get to the Packers.
I don't even know why we opened the show talking about these bums.
Man, the Detroit Lions.
Oh, my God. Y'all can tell whose show this is.
One game away.
One game.
From the Super Bowl.
They ain't got one game. Do you think they're going to beat the 49ers?
The Packers just had the 49ers on the ropes.
Do you think they're going to beat the 49ers?
Let me ask you. My response to you, Gilbert, is...
Ask me.
My response to you is that the 49ers, the Packers just proved...
You can't gaze it off of that, Earl. You can't gaze because we beat the mess out of the Lions at home.
One game.
On a national televised game.
The Lions
game.
Beat the mess out of the Packers the first game. Or maybe you forgot
Okay. But you're only good as your last game. That's why I was hoping. I was hoping to God it was going to be the Packers versus the Lions in the NFC Championship game.
Hey, man, can you imagine what that would have been?
O-M-G.
Hey, man, nothing would have never, ever, ever
In Detroit. I don't care. Wild horses couldn't have kept me off that sideline.
Oh, you would have been on the sideline.
I've been on the Green Bay Packers sideline. Giving all the Detroit Lions fan the DX sign.
What's the DX sign?
If you're a wrestling fan, you know what the DX sign is.
Hey, you know
what that sign is.
Well, so Gilbert Brown is in the studio, man. It's good to have you here, brother.
Sir, yes, sir. Yeah, it's awesome to be here, man.
It's really good to have you here.
I like the new studio, man. Yeah. You got your bulletproof glass up. you got it nice and cozy in here.
Who do they need bulletproof glass for?
Because after me and you get done, your next show, yeah, you need bulletproof glass, brother.
Hey, man, let's touch base on the game.
Please.
On Saturday
Should
night.
We go back a week before? Because we got to talk about that Dallas game.
Well, Gilbert, you predicted.
Yes.
That they had the Dallas Cowboys number.
Yes, sir.
And you are 100% correct. They have the Dallas Cowboys number.
See, a game like that, Earl, you have to go back and talk about it because it leads into the San Francisco 49er game. Because without that game, there wouldn't have been a good game for the 49ers. You see what I'm saying? You got to gauge. But this is what people don't understand, Earl. We were a seventh seed. We banged out against the two seed and the number one seed. Now, you tell me who the team going to be to beat next year. Which Gutekunst did an awesome job. Don't change anything.
Hey, Gilbert.
You see all this running around that Detroit Lions doing now? It ain't going to happen next year, homeboy.
How can it be? How can it be for the Packers if the Detroit Lions, who are already a game away from the Super Bowl, don't change anything?
They're going to get their butt kicked.
Oh, so why?
Because we're better. Lucky.
They're lucky?
We're better.
I think the Lions' record
is... I ain't saying lucky. We're better.
I think the Lions' record is 13-5 right now.
Right. And they had their quarterback and everybody for a while. Earl, you got to understand, mid-season, after 8 games, you could see the turnaround that we had. You could see us gelling. You could see Joe Barry seeing what he has and start calling things better.
Let me look at who the Packers played the last 7 games of the season.
Yeah, look at it.
Okay.
Detroit in there. Detroit in there.
Hey, no, I'm just trying to keep...
Just go ahead. Detroit's in there.
I'm trying to put things in perspective.
Please do.
Okay, because...
Please do.
You want to talk about the last 7 games.
That's the like last the half of the season. So what is it? How many games is it?
17.
17. Yeah. So let's go from 8 games left on.
The last 8 games. Mm-hmm. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is...
Please.
Let's not make the Packers... Super Bowl champions.
Oh, my God. Why not? You trying to make Detroit Super Bowl champions?
Detroit is a game away from being in the Super Bowl.
You trying to make them Super Bowl champions. They ain't getting past Frisco, number one, and their show ain't beating Baltimore.
Hey, Gilbert.
Baltimore's the new champs.
Oh, I forgot about Baltimore.
Oh, you forgot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell Mr. Jackson you forgot.
I'm just excited that Detroit has made it.
You know what? I'm not excited. But I'm happy for them because of all the years.
The world should be happy for them.
All the years they've been fighting since 1952 or 55 for them to contend for a world championship is awesome. It's awesome. Motown, I love me some Motown. Love Detroit. Them Lions, I just got a little problem with.
You know.
Just like them Pistons can't win a game. Oh, my God.
Well, you know. Okay, so Gilbert. So, who do we have here? The last 6 games for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it.
Forgive him, y'all. He's crazy.
But you know, while I'm going through this, it was. Let's just look at the schedule, man, because that should tell a story. The Packers had the third easiest schedule in football. You didn't know that, did you?
The third easiest
schedule in football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Only you would point that out.
No, look, man. This is.
You were probably looking at 2020.
Yeah,
20, this, 19,
yeah, this,
20
this is
a
wrong.
Thank you. How about we go something else? Because you sure ain't got had Calvin do it.
No, I do know. Hey, Calvin, look up the Packers schedule for 2023, and if you'll be so kind as to let us know what it was.
The last 8 games, Calvin.
No, I would just say the whole schedule.
No, we don't want
it. Because we'll measure it, and then you see how easy the Packers schedule was. They had the third easiest schedule
You just said that about 2020 that you're looking at.
No, I'm talking about 2023.
Okay.
So, Calvin,
make sure you look that up,
But anyway, the Packers, man, I really thought they were going to win the game.
They should have won that game.
I know.
They lost the game off of maturity.
If ifs and nuts was candy and butts, what a wonderful world it would be.
Did you sit up all night and write that? Did you sit up all night and write that?
Almost, Gilbert. Almost.
People in my neighborhood say if was a fifth, we all be drunk. That's how they say it in Detroit.
Hey, Gilbert. We can't talk about close. You played the game.
If you don't talk about close, how you going to ever get better? You got to talk about it.
Y'all played, y'all played your team 4 years in a row. You were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
A mini dynasty.
Did y'all ever
say, that people don't even know about.
Did y'all ever say when y'all lost close, we was close?
Yeah. That's what made us get closer. Man, we were so close, but Dallas beat us again. Man, we were so close, but Dallas beat us again. Man, I wish we could get them in Green Bay. But when we did, You couldn't keep grandma off of.
So let's go here. The Green Bay Packers this season.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on the Packers?
Oh my God. I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna say the unsung hero of that team, of the Green Bay Packers team this year, is the offensive line.
You beat up the offensive line for
yes,
the first six games,
yes,
man.
I did.
Ain't forgot.
Yes, I did. But boy, did they show up at the last.
They really did, man.
Oh my God.
They were dominant.
To me, they get the listen to this, Earl, before you start running off at the mouth. Dallas has one of the premier rushers in the NFL.
What was his name?
Micah Parsons.
Who is he?
Defensive end. He's a slasher, linebacker.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't get a sack.
I know. He
got a little pressure. He got hit or something. No sacks. Next week, San Francisco 49ers have the premier rusher.
Bosa.
Did he get a sack?
No.
Thank you. From that point, going backwards, that offensive line played their tails off.
Let me ask you, man. They were paying $25 million a year. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name that was the all-pro guy who got...
Who
we don't even know his name anymore.
Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Bakhtiari.
You think he coming back?
No, why would they need him now? He was making $25 million.
They're going to be like, sir, you can go ahead and go with... Aaron Rodgers, he wants you to go ahead and go with him because we got some dogs now.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers wants him.
Aaron Rodgers wants him, yeah.
I know.
For three games, he going to get it.
Man, their offensive line.
Jail so good, man. Oh, my God. I mean, when you sit there.
Couldn't get at him.
The beginning of the season, man. That's why I was saying you these boys got to learn how to play with each other. You know? When you sit up there and you see guys. They had to learn where Jordan Love was going to be. You can't just sit there. You got to know, okay, he's going to be here, so I need to be here. He's going to be here, so I can be here. You don't tell him what to do.
So when we come back, I want you to explain that because we just see people running around. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Epitaph. Of the 2023-2024 Green Bay Packers. Gilbert is in the studio, and I'm glad you're here, man. You know, you.
I'm glad to be here,
Earl.
I'm glad to be to finally see all them gray hairs in person.
Man, what you want me to do, man?
Man,
you call it up again?
Oh, shave it off. Do something with it. The top look good. Hey, the bottom, I don't know.
We're going back to what it was.
Get there. Get there or stay there.
So listen, man. So the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Barry.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now he's up for contract.
Ooh.
He's up for contract.
Hey, man. I mean, everybody was on Joe Barry's neck. Everybody was on.
Hey, you was.
I was too. But he started to change something in me like the offensive line did midseason. So I'm torn. Do I want them to get rid of him? Or did he finally figure out what he had and what he can dial up? I think he figured out what he had, what he can dial up. But then again, you got to tell yourself, do you want to break that up? Or do you want to give him another year?
Well, they don't sign somebody for 1 year. Coaches, they sign them.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
But they fire them too.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bill Belichick.
Let me Let's do this. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. And CJ, good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Gravedigger.
Mr. Gravedigger.
I like you, CJ.
Come on, man.
I like CJ.
Come on with that, man. Go on with that, man. Go ahead.
I had a revelation myself this season, but I've always been on the Love train. 2 years ago, after watching him play preseason, I said, this kid's got an arm, and if they turn him loose running, it's going to be fun to watch. And I'm just really proud of the team. I'm proud to be a Packers fan because they showed some class. You know, staying healthy is the big thing in those teams. And they haven't been real healthy. Mm-hmm. And they still held it together. And I'm just really proud of them. I think they had that game. It was kind of disappointing, but it was one heck of a good season. And I'm just really excited for them next year. So, kudos to Mr. Gravedigger and his revolution or revelation himself. With the front line on the really
Hey man, CJ, you really don't have to grovel to him.
CJ, you killing him right now. That's what you're doing. You're killing him, bae. You're killing him.
Because you know,
and it's
man.
Been fun listening to you guys too all season. It's
thank
been
you,
a
CJ.
Lot of fun.
Appreciate that.
Really has.
Hey, CJ, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert. He said some things that, you know, early on people were calling for, you know, Jordan Love to be replaced. I remember somebody calling here and saying that rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What's that guy's name?
The rookie quarterback.
Oh.
No, I'm going to tell you this, and you know this, Earl. From day one, I was on the train. Day one, I feel like I was the conductor on that train. Because I knew and I saw what was about to happen if you give him time. You can't just jump on somebody. Man, you got to give him time, just like this offensive line. Like, just like what we was just talking about off air, about gelling and being able to, it takes time to do that. People don't understand that. They think, get in and play. Uh-uh. No, it takes time to gel.
So let me ask you, man, the Packers, because when they got rid of Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams,
mm-hmm.
they got a bunch of great high draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
They still got some left over.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some more great draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
They really can pick talent, can't they?
That's the whole point about it, man. That's the difference between us in Chicago or us in Detroit or us in whoever. It's because if you don't got a good GM, a good talent dude, you in trouble. And that's the difference, because he sees talent, but he sees talent for what it is. I'm seeing for if I got a starter and this talent comes in and my starter goes down, well, this guy come in and it won't skip a beat. That's his mentality. And that's how he gets talent, is because I need guys that's just as good as this guy, or even better. And if I don't have that guy, then that position is going to fail.
Well, see, it's one thing, Gilbert, if you're picking those cats, you know, early,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking about you got, you know, one of the top 8, one of the top 10, one of the top 20,
mm-hmm.
that's easy to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't easy because the Bears been messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about, man, they get cats in the 6th round.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the gems, I mean, of course, a first round is the first round unless it's a bust.
Right.
But the gems are usually in the 3rd, 4th, 5th rounds. You know what I'm saying? Those guys that just miraculously show up out of nowhere, and you're just like, my God, you know what I'm saying? I picked the right dude, you know?
You know, if you look at the Packers' defensive line.
Ooh.
And I don't, you know,
Watch yourself.
And many of them cats, man, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, okay. Be careful. They
kind of no-name guys.
Be careful.
But man,
you talk about my boys.
They all put some, man, they keep some pressure on you.
That's the thing that right now they know names.
Without blitzing.
Right now they know names. But just wait. 93, 97,
yeah.
52, 90. You see what I'm saying? I don't know his name, but I know that number.
Right.
Eventually you're going to know that name because that's how they coming. Beating up offensive linemen is making pressure. You know what I'm saying? Giving the DBs a chance to cover. Or the DBs giving them a chance for sacks. That's why everything got to work together. If I cover this guy real well, you should get a sack.
You know, the defensive backs, Packers got a great group of defensive.
Ooh.
Well, but they've invested.
And half of them ain't 100% and they out there balling. Come on, man. To me, the best cornerback in the league, Jair Alexander.
I know,
He's a little silly at times. He do some stupid stuff.
They paying him like he's the best.
He is the best. I'll put him up against any receiver in the league.
Well, he's a small guy.
I'll put him up against any receiver. That's if you got a dog in the yard and you got another dog or another clown that jumped the fence, I'm turning him loose on him. And he going to get him.
Hey, Calvin, you like that analogy? Only the grave digger.
I'm going to turn that dog loose.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If your dreams have been dashed, you can still call. We'll talk about it. Under the helmet with the
grave digger. We got something to be proud about.
Hey, all right.
It's a beautiful morning.
There we go.
I think I'll move out.
So this is a tribute to the Motown,
yes,
in Detroit.
I know this,
right?
Song. You can't get past and not know these songs.
I know, man, but this is Detroit, man. Man, you wasn't even born when this came out.
Nah, I sure wasn't.
Welcome back to Under the Man.
When I hear songs like this, I think about, like, what he talking about right there. You in a 38 Dodge traveling down the road on a nice summer day.
So,
morning.
So you that's the difference between you and me. You want to be traveling down with a 38 Dodge. I want a 2024 Bentley.
See.
Convertible.
Act your age, brother. Act your age, bro.
Help me with the grave.
You gonna be on? You gonna be in the three-wheel tricycle going down the sidewalk?
Hey man, no, make it the convertible Bentley.
Convertible?
Yeah. Let's go to Susan from McFarland. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning. Good to talk to you guys. Go Pack. They had an awesome ending to their season, and I just love to watch Jordan Love play and all the guys. And my grandson, Jair Alexander, is his hero. And he plays defensive back on his football league in school. So he watches the game like a hawk. I've learned a lot from him about coverage and stuff. It was kind of interesting what you can learn from an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So, but always good to hear you guys banter. And yes, the Packers have amazing season coming up next year and the next year. So it's amazing.
Hey, Susan, you know about coverage?
Yes, you know about coverage, man.
Man.
She probably can cover better than you can.
You said what, Susan?
I said I know about man and zone coverage. Yes.
Well, let me ask
go
you.
Go ahead, Susan. Go ahead with your bad self.
I have to ask you, Susan. You ever hear of a guy named Gilbert Brown?
Absolutely. One of my heroes.
I'm just just checking out your football IQ.
Thank you, Miss Susan.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening.
Yes, ma'am.
I really
thank
appreciate you.
You
calling. Let's go to Steven from, of all places, Green Bay.
Uh-oh.
Gilbert, I need you to help me this morning with something.
Come on, baby.
I heard Earl say something about you can't talk about close. Well, I can tell you something that has never been close, and that's the Vikings to the Super Bowl. Now, with that being said, I got to tell you something.
Go ahead, brother. Preach, brother.
The San Francisco 49ers were 10-point favorites over us.
So,
we led most of the game. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for any Packer fans to be holding their head down, feeling sorry for themselves. We exceeded expectations this year. Something that the Vikings also don't know how to do. So, with that being said, I'm getting at him because he comes on these airwaves with that big Minnesota Vikings helmet on, saying, "Oh my God, I can't talk about close." You know what? I can tell you that he doesn't know what close is when it comes to the Super Bowl. How many Super Bowls have the Packers been to? Come on, get out of here, Gilbert.
Hey, guess what? I'm trying to hold him from cutting the phone off, man. I'm trying to hold his hand.
Hey, Steven, I thought you and me were partners.
We are on certain topics, but not when it comes to my Green Bay Packers, we are.
You know.
I love me some Steve right now. I love him.
Listen, man, you know, I'm not going to talk about the Vikings. It would have been a different story. If quarterback.
Steve, you're talking to a jumper right here. If the Vikings ain't good, he going to jump to the Lions. If the Lions ain't good, he going to jump back to the Vikings. Keep jumping, brother.
Well, you know, those were teams that, as a young boy, I always watched and enjoyed watching. So
you can't be jumping all over the place, man. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, listen, man.
You pumped me up today.
Hey, Steve, thank you very much for the call. But isn't that what many Packer fans were doing? Mm-mm. Hey, it's time to get rid of Joe Barry. Hey, wait a minute.
It's the difference.
Time to get rid of.
They haven't jumped from the team like you do.
It's time to get rid of Gutekunst. Oh, it's time to get rid of. It's time to get rid of this person. Come on, man.
They didn't jump from the team, Earl. They didn't jump from the team like you do.
What do you mean?
You got to stay with your team. You ain't got the opportunity to pick eight teams and call them your team.
Hey, man. I said Detroit.
But everybody know you're a Viking fan.
Hey, so.
Make your mind up, man.
Hey, let's go to Rico, man.
Oh, Rico.
From Rock County. Hey,
Rico Suave.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Rico?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, first off, man, I just want to thank you, Earl, and Gilbert especially, for this show that you guys have put on this season. It's really, really been a great thing at the Civic Media, this show. Just can't thank you guys enough. Now, that being said, as I sit here this Monday morning on this beautiful day, you know, I know we lost that game Saturday night, but why don't I feel like they beat us?
I just don't feel
like they beat us.
Thank you, Rico.
I don't feel like that beat us. And I want to say, hey, you know, it was about midway through the season on this fine show that I heard some naysayers about a guy named A.J. Dillon. And I found myself in all those third and shorts, fourth and ones, all them instances in that last Saturday night game.
They needed him.
Man, did we miss A.J. I kept saying, give me A.J. Dillon. And guys, let me say, that being said, go back to last year at the same time. We had that ball. We had that ball last year with Rodgers at 7-yard line, just had to get in the end zone to win this game. Same game we played this last weekend. And they threw the ball four times, and we went home losers. And in that game last year, I kept saying, come on, AJ's averaging 4 yards a carry. You got it on the 7. You got to get it in the end zone. We win this game. We go on. Oh, and AJ never got the ball last year.
Mm-hmm.
I surely missed him this year, guys. And Gilbert, you asked me about Barry a few weeks ago. I don't know that I'd change anything about this team. I surely don't know that I'd change a darn thing about this.
Tell him, Rico.
Well, hindsight is always 20/20, they say.
Rico, we got a hater in here. We got a hater in here, man.
So, but I remember, man, people beating up, including you, Gilbert, beating
up. I beat him to death. I beat him like
a drum.
Thank you. But listen, man, they jailed. They picked it up at the end. And that's the reason. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm torn, Earl, because Joe Barry finally figured out what he had, and was dialing up stuff at the end. If there was an award, I would give him the most improved defensive coordinator at the end of the season. Most improved, because he took a 7-seed defense and almost beat the 1 and 2 seed. Give it to
look, Gilbert.
That sound like Ric Flair, that.
You know, Ric Flair. He just a shadow of what he used to be.
Well, he older man, you know, but he's still jet setting.
Yeah, you know,
limousine ride.
Look. Girl chase.
Thank you.
Yeah, in his mind.
Thank. Oh no! I hung out with him this summer.
Hung out with Ric Flair.
Yes. He was at an event that I did. I'll show you the picture.
Ric Flair weighed about 160 pounds.
Go up and say something about his mama. Go ahead. You're going to be on YouTube in a neck roll. Go ahead and say something about
it. Let me ask you, man.
You too easy. So, you too easy. Your material, I just kill you.
Hey, man, listen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be gracious.
Okay, be gracious.
Okay, all right. Because the grave digger's in the house, you know.
I appreciate it. And you're the only person why I'm here.
And so let me. So we got two great games this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, come on. So.
NFC Championship, AFC Championship.
Yeah. Can Kansas City beat the Ravens?
Absolutely not.
Man, the Ravens' defense is absolutely the real deal.
They can put, what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Put Taylor Swift out there in the slot and let her do a run and see what happened to her. They're going to throw that woman on her neck. No, there is no way the Kansas City Chiefs are going to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
So you're a defensive guy.
Yes.
You've seen the Ravens' defense. They're the real deal, huh?
They're the real deal. But
They hit anything moving.
But you got to understand the dynamic that they have. I told you this yesterday when we talked on the phone. People, we do talk, not just on Mondays, y'all. And I was telling him, there is no greater threat than Mr. Jackson. Because if you drop back and all your DBs are running downfield with they back to him, trying to cover them receivers, and the defensive line are going up the field, what happened? The Michael Vick and Mr. Jackson turns on. So if my receivers ain't open and these off defensive linemen are running up the field, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get me 30 downfield.
Where are the linebackers?
They're coverage. They're in coverage, my brother. Unless you put a spy on him, which is one of the linebackers say, don't cover nobody, spy on him. But here's the dynamic of that. If you put the spy and Barry Sanders in a little box, who you betting on?
I know, man. Hey, so the linebackers cover the zones.
Yes. Office man. Right. You got to take the backs out of the backfield. Ain't nobody counting for Mr. Jackson. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, and
Mr. Jackson.
And he ripped them apart.
He should be MVP.
On Sunday.
He should be MVP. I don't see nobody better.
So I don't, you know, I just think, man, the Kansas City, a good team. They're not a great team anymore.
No, but they're managing. Because you want to know why? They got a hell of a coach, Andy Reid, and they got a hell of a quarterback. That's what's keeping them alive. They ain't got no receivers.
No,
too much.
Man.
You know, their defense is pretty good. Suspect at times.
They're young.
I don't see nobody beating Baltimore. They're the new champs.
And I would be, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind that, right?
Because, yeah, it's time.
Yeah. Let's say the Detroit Lions figure out a way to get past
figure out?
The 49ers.
They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it.
So the dream ends for the Lions.
The dream ends in San Francisco.
You ain't saying that in Detroit.
They ain't going to be in Detroit. I know, they're going to be in San Francisco.
You're not in Detroit saying the dream ends for the Lions in Detroit.
You know what? I want the Lions to be good. I'm tired of the Vikings right. and the Bears. You know, it's time. We always going to be good. Y'all going to be mad at us until the day comes. But it's time for the Detroit Lions to step up. Because you want to know something? I really dislike talking about them. But I sat there and I watched a highlight video.
Of this year's Lions?
Yes.
They're good.
When they in that all gray.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now they tight. When that all gray or they put on that all blue. But the logo.
You don't
the
like
fans
the
is popping now.
I know.
You see what I'm saying? It's time. It's been a long time.
Well, you and Gilbert, you gotta say the coach. He's got him fired up.
You know what? That's the whole big thing that changed that whole team. The coach has coaches that's been through it. They ain't got no some old white man or some old dude with glasses sitting over. They got dudes in there that played the double team, that played the bump and run, that played the leads. Yes, that can explain it. And they ain't old and crabby and all that other stuff, man. That's why the Detroit Lions.
So wait a minute, man. So you acting like the football coaches are, they're not a whole lot of old crabby coaches left in the game.
It's kind of like the political world when they got two 80-year-olds want to be president.
Yeah. Hey, man, we talking about football.
I'm
man.
Just saying. All it's right, the same I'm thing.
I'm going to help you with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Get my cane, man. What Hammer say? You can't touch it.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us. That's saying them. So Gilbert, the kicker.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
He's a rookie, man.
Let me explain before I go in on this, okay. Boy. I don't like kickers. I'm going to just tell you that right now. You only got one job. Why? Now, I ain't trying to degrade him or nothing, but I'm telling the truth, and everybody will say that because I ain't playing no more, so I can say it now.
Right.
If we out there sweating in the summer, busting our tail, doing what we got to do to make the team better, you look over, you see the kicker sitting on the bag with the punter, and they
kicking
laughing
it.
And joking.
Yeah, they're kicking it.
Playing Game Boys and all this other stuff. And then they get in the game and they miss the kick. Oh.
Let me ask you, man, because you've played on teams when the kickers missed the extra point or field goal.
Mm, we had some great kickers.
I know. So they're part of the team. Can you you can't blame them for the
loss. Yeah, I can't blame them. Yeah, I can. But you know, the one thing is that we shouldn't put it in their hands. We should do our job, but we got to have a safety valve, and that's them. And if the safety valve come in and it busts instead of keep everything running,
so let me ask. Problem. So that guy missed the field goal.
Young,
he missed the field goal.
Maturity.
He's your teammate.
Yeah.
But part of you after the game, in your mind, you're in the locker room and you say that missed the field goal. Are you thinking stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. But you don't say it.
I know you don't say it.
You don't
but I'm
say
saying
it. You wait 6 months. Then you say it. Maybe when training camp starts. Hey, fool. Remember you missed that kick? Do it again, yeah? Do it again.
So
you got to encourage him right now, though.
He's still your teammate.
He's still your teammate. A kicker.
Yeah, but in your mind, you do think.
Oh, in your mind, yeah. You say, hey man, all you do is kick the ball. How you miss that? That's a chip shot. Never know, man.
Let me.
Under pressure.
That's just it, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, especially for a young guy. Rookie, too. Young guy. That's why I say maturity. We did, even with Jordan Love right there, maturity.
Yeah.
On that last play.
Yeah, because they had two timeouts left. He didn't have to.
He should have just took it to the sideline. If he didn't make it to the sideline, call a timeout. But don't try to make that happen.
But Gilbert.
It's three guys over there.
He's been making it happen all year.
Not that. You got to look at that play. He crossed body to throw. There's nothing.
There was no chance.
There is nothing good cross body and with three guys in that area.
Even as strong as his arm is, you hear people talking about.
But see, you got to understand where we're up top. At his level, he might have didn't seen that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to look through the offensive lineman to see certain things. You never know during his thing what he saw. But the logical thing, if I was this coach, would say you should just ran to the sideline. I think you can beat Bosa to the sideline. Hit those yards you can't.
And even if not, he had two timeouts.
He had two timeouts.
You know.
And that was what, second down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second down. So
two downs to go.
But like you said, those are learning experiences.
Yes. Maturity. For the kicker and for him. That won't happen next year.
You know, I will say this, Gilbert. It was a great season. Do they retain Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Jones.
They better. They better not change nothing.
Well, they have to change something.
What they gonna change? They might need to get rid of one or two linemen.
AJ Dillon.
They need to keep that boy.
They're gonna get rid
of him. They missed him.
Yeah, they did miss him.
They need to keep that boy. You can't replace. He played well this season.
He
played well, man.
And somehow,
especially when Jones was down.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You can't change nothing. You can add, but don't change.
Well, Gilbert, that's the way the game goes.
Yeah.
You change from Gutekis
is the dial up man. The buck stops with him.
Every time you came back in that 4-year stint. When you guys had that dominant team, there were some changes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the game, right?
Because with the exception of Desmond Howard, you know, and guys retiring, you got to make changes then. Other than that, wasn't nobody leaving.
You know, man, you kind of the season went by fast.
Too fast. Didn't it?
Yeah, it went really
fast. I can remember when we were sitting up and talking about day one.
Yeah, man.
We were just getting off of that baseball, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I said 9-8.
Oh, here you go, y'all. Here you go, y'all.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You said it, yeah.
I said 9-8.
You said it at day one.
Yeah.
And I said at day one how good Jordan Love's going to be.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, man. The Packers, and I also remember saying during the preseason, Packers got a lot of talent. I said, man, they got, they. Did I say that as well?
You said they got dudes on the shelf that y'all ain't even seen yet.
Man.
That's going to get out there.
And they, man, like and, you said, and did the youngest they? Team.
Bo. Who was Bo Melton? Where he come from?
Well, but they can't keep.
Reed, where he come from? But it was all about Watson and the other guy.
They keep all them. Wide receivers.
They should be under contract for next year. Young guys.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been amazing.
Name three tops that they need to keep.
Huh?
Three tops that they need to keep. They can't get rid of.
Well, come on, man. What kind of question is that?
You got that? They trying to get rid of the running back. Two of them.
Well, guess what? You give me some time to think about that.
Yeah, I know you old. Your brain ain't working.
Because next Monday, we'll be able to look at all those different things. But for now, we got to leave it there. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger.
Hey.
Always great to have him in.
Now I got to get home through the snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.